Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, and welcome to KCIW. We are here today for our program, CHECO Activity Center, your gathering place, for a special series of podcasts called Senior Stories. We are here today with Jim Barrett. Welcome, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Scott.
So you're a member at the CHECO Activity Center.
Yes, I've been a member since 2008.
Oh, wow. So for a little while now, almost 10 years.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How do you like coming down to the Activity Center?
I like it real well. I play cards 3 days a week. Sometimes I play on Friday, and that makes it 4 days. And I get out of the house, and it's fun.
Cool. How did you find out about us?
Well, a long time ago, I used to work for the Calmeopsis school system. I was a playground aide, and I put in 16 and a half years, and they decided I probably should retire. So I went over to the payoff lady, and you don't get unemployment. You can't take your sick leave. And so she said, why don't you go over to the superintendent and ask him if you can take a week off for about 7 weeks, because you got a lot of sick leave coming. I said, that's a fine idea. And the superintendent, he says, well, Jim, you've been here a long time. I think I'll do that. And I interrupted him, and I says, but it's got to be on Wednesday. He looked at me, and he said, why? Because that's when they play Pinochle at the senior center, and I've been here ever since, Scott.
That's really cool. Yeah, you enjoy playing cards down there with them.
I do.
Yeah, you have a regular group of people that you all get together and play with.
I have a regular group of people. They're all nice people, and we welcome strangers anytime they want to come in. And I got an opportunity maybe to meet a guy Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
So that's working out pretty good for me.
Good. That's awesome. And sounds like you've met a lot of really cool people.
I have. I enjoy playing cards. I always have, always will.
Yeah. Is Pinochle your favorite game?
Well, Pinochle is one of my favorite games, yes. And I like them all, hearts, spades, and rummy, and a new game that Harlan introduced is called Jacks. And that's a fun game.
Yeah. That's very cool. How do you play Jacks?
Well, Jacks, you have the Jack of Hearts, of course, on down. And the Jack of Hearts is worth 4, and the Diamonds 3, 2, and 1. And the idea is to take all the tricks you can, but don't get any Jacks. So, for instance, maybe you get a whole bunch of Jacks that add up to, say, 9, and you only got 8 tricks, then you lose 1 point, see? So the first person that hits 20 is an automatic winner.
Oh, wow, cool. Sounds like a fun game, kind of like Hearts a little bit.
How do you do what?
Kind of like Hearts a little bit.
Well,
except for it's Jacks.
Well, we have Sonia plays a lot.
Okay.
And Harlan. And John from Sacramento is up here about every other week or so. And we got Roger. He started playing. And so, yeah, the game is set up for 3. But if there's 4 of us playing, we'll play 4 cards.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. I'm glad that you found a place to hang out and people to hang out with.
What I do is I don't ever know when I'm going to go to bed or when I'm going to get up. And I look forward to it. And I just got a clean bill of health from my doctor. And I've been going to physical therapy 3 days a week. And I went there this morning. And I enjoy that. And I started walking a lot more. As I ran into you one day,
yes.
I parked my pickup at the police station, and they said it was okay to leave it there. And so then I start walking, and I walk there and come back walking. And as long as I do a little bit better, I'm going to go farther.
Yeah.
Doing the walking. And I have a bicycle at home that I ride an awful lot, and I have a bunch of exercises that Brad gave me at the coastal therapy, and so I done those this morning, and even went to physical therapy, which lasts maybe half hour to 40 minutes, and I just found out, that's twice a week, Tuesday and Friday, and I just found out today that they finally got the pool fixed, so I can go in there next Friday and spend 20-30 minutes in the pool doing exercises in the pool. So I have clear till the end of this month. And it was mentioned by Dr. McDougall. It says maybe you can ask them if you think you need a renewal.
Right.
And if they say yes, he says, well, have him call me and I'll make the arrangements to have it done. And, of course, I have the insurance, Medicare and Aetna, that covers it. So I just might ask him about the renewal to see, you know, because I don't mind going there. And I do a set of exercises, and I think it's helping me. And the main reason that the doctor wanted me to go there was to help my balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
That's very cool that you're so active.
There's a pool up there.
Yeah.
And they just got it fixed, see?
Okay.
And you do exercises in the pool.
Yeah.
And so I made arrangements to do one of the sessions on a Friday, which I did 2 years ago. I did it twice. And if I get a renewal, I'll get it a couple more times, you know. And that's a kind of a fun exercise. And they're in there watching you and telling you what to do, which they do a good job. They got a good crew up there. That's all I can say about them.
That's good. I'm glad you're so active. It was fun walking with you the other day. It was fun because sometimes you would pick me up in your truck and give me a ride when you saw me walking. And then all of a sudden, there you are coming out of the Rays parking lot on my way to work with your books in your arm like you're on your way to class. And I was like, what are you doing, Jim?
Well, it kind of surprised me, you know. And one day, I mean, Harlan walked with me because he's paying a bunch of bills and he pays them there at the police station there, out that thing outside. And so we started walking, and we walked together. And one time John was here, all three of us was walking down the sidewalk. And one time Glenda was walking with the two guys. And so they always say, who gets the curb, you know, because the cars and trucks come buzzing by there quite a bit, you know, quite often.
So we've been talking about that, about having like a walk to the activity center, like program where we could meet people, you know, people could park somewhere in the community and then we could meet them there and then we could walk, have like a little walking group, but with a destination, because some people want that.
Well, you know something, I have to admire old Harlan Wellington. He lives clear on Railroad Street, almost to where you make the turn to go up to past the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
Walks constantly, forward and backwards, and sometimes he's got a little sports car. He'll drive that, so he enjoys walking.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a different player, but he's good.
Yeah.
And we asked him about playing bingo on Friday up at the Elks. You know, of course, now you got the bingo here at the senior center.
Yeah.
And he tried it one time, and he says, "Oh, that's it for me." But now him and his wife drive up to Gold Beach and sit in on these trials, and he really likes to do that, too. He's another one that comes up here 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd like to sit in a courtroom for fun.
Well, he enjoys that. He comes back with some weird tales, you know, about so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So you were a playground aide at the elementary school at Calmeopsis for a long time.
I was. That's another situation where I kind of lucked out on that also. You know, for some reason, before they built the fifth grade school part, Bev Rose, the physical gal, would ask me if I wouldn't help with the PE in the cafeteria where they ate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I done that for quite a while. And then one time she asked me, Jim, he says, if you're not too busy, could you come up here and show my fourth grade boys how to throw a football? I says, well, I'd be glad to do that. And I did it for a while. And then she says, you know, you ought to become a playground aide. You'd enjoy being around these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Jim Phelps, who happened to be the superintendent at Calmeopsis, and he says, well, we put the bids in. They come in on Friday, he says, and this was Monday. And so he says, well, fill out an application anyway. So I went home and told my wife, and she says, well, you might as well consider the job yours or he wouldn't ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back there, and I spent 16 and a half years, 3 hours a day, enjoying the kids, eating lunch with some of the kids and the teachers. And right now, the teachers that were there, the second Tuesday of every month, we go to a different restaurant in town, and have lunch. And so I always let them know, here, I'm going to be a little bit late, which I usually am on a Tuesday of that month. Mm-hmm. And so they say, yeah, well, we'll see you when you get here. So I get here as soon as I can.
That's very cool. That's very cool that you still have such a community from there, from the elementary school of the teachers.
Yeah, I see quite a few of them, and every once in a while I'll go in the office, and there's still some of the same people there that when I got out of it in about 08, I believe it was, when my wife passed away, and so that was the situation there. And so I'm in the house all the time with my pet, my dog, and I got a big, long fence-type deal that I let her out, and she runs around there while I go play cards.
Okay.
And when it's storming, I got a pen inside the house, and I put her in there and give her water and something to eat. Mm-hmm. And then when I come home, I let her out.
What's your dog's name?
It's Teddy. It's an Australian Shepherd, and it's a female, but I call her Teddy because I had a dog one time named Teddy.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
And I have a son down that lives before I get to my house, and he's fixed that house up, everything, and he's got a garden going and everything. And the good part about it is I made a deal with his wife. She's the superintendent the head honcho at Fred Meyer's now.
Okay.
And she says, I'll do all your laundry if you'll pay the water bill. Mm-hmm. I says, well, I can't go wrong with that. So I pay the bill, and she does my clothes. And
Cool.
So it works out really good for me.
Yeah. You know? Do you ever run into any of the students that you used to...
Oh, yes, I do, yeah. And a lot of them, I don't even recognize them. And they tell me who it was, and I say, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, that's right. I do remember you, but, you know, it's after 16 and a half years, it's kind of hard to memorize. Some of them I know by face, and a couple of them I might know by name, you know.
Right.
So, it works out pretty good for me that way.
Yeah, that's very cool. And you used to also... do the sports announcing for KURY, the local radio station.
I spent about 25 years doing that, Scott.
Oh, wow.
I started one time in baseball, and I got to announce when my son was playing. And I probably spent 20 to 25 years strictly with baseball. And so I got involved in football and basketball when Norm Obers, who was a part-time owner with Vern Garvin, and somehow Norm got into an argument, or the argument was from his guy that was broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ups and quits. So Norm calls me and he says, say, you want to do some football? I said, well, I've never done it before. He says, oh, come up there. He says, I'll spot for you. We'll get by. So I got up there, got up top of the booth there, and sitting right next to me was the coach of Reedsport High School. And Norm was on my right doing the spotting. And so Reedsport scores a touchdown right off the get-go, and the score's 8-0. Well, the game went on and on, and finally the final score was Brookings 41, Reedsport 8. So I took off from there and started doing football. And then when basketball rolled around, I did that too. And I had a lot of people helping me, you know. And finally... I got a call from one of the teachers up there that says, we're going to have a program for the Brookings Harbor High School system. And I says, would you like to broadcast on TV? I said, well, yeah, I'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a meeting, and the idea was for an hour program, and had two people on half-hour shows. And so I got up there, and we sat around on a couch. And when I saw the picture, I says, this'll never do. I says, it shows my overweight body. So what they did, they made a half triangle type deal, mm-hmm. Sideways and forward and sideways, and it was much better that way.
Yeah.
And the fellow said, well, I'll even help you get people to talk. And I says, you can do your own if you want to. And I says, oh, yeah, I do a lot of them by myself. But he still had some, and I even got to see my granddaughter in one of them, and that was a lot of fun. And guys would come up there, and they decided, let's make this 20 minutes and have three people on, and they tape it, show it the next day, and worked out pretty darn good that way, see? And so the funny part about it is, being the playground aide up there, kids would come up, well, I saw you on TV last night. You did? Right. You sure that wasn't my twin brother? And so she says, yeah, well, Mom was channel surfing, and there you are on the TV. And so he's watched it, you know, and yeah. That's funny, because they showed it more than one time
right. On
the air. And that was an experience that I really enjoyed, you know. And that led to some more radio with volleyball,
wrestling,
and that type of sport. But then when Kevin Bain, who just now retired, decided to come back and do some more broadcasting, so Vern says, well, I'm going to have to let you go. And I says, okay. So then I got a call from Gold Beach. Come on up, Jim, and do our football games and our basketball games. So I went up there for a year and a half. I had a driver, took us everywhere we went. And I never did baseball in Gold Beach. But I did a game for Port Orford one time, Pacific, when they got into a playoff. And I'll never forget this one kid. It's the first time I've ever seen it done. He gets up there and he slam dunks the ball and the crowd went crazy. You know, I said, wow, that's something else, you know. So I got involved in all three schools at one particular time there. Yeah.
That's really exciting. So you're kind of a local celebrity.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I just
I would.
I just enjoy two things, you know. I think that everybody is good at something. And I says, I think my sport is broadcasting and umpiring. And so, Daryl Erb, who was a baseball player here, since moved to Eugene a long time ago, did a story on me about baseball at 50. And that was a real good story and a little bit of history on what I did, you know, and some of the kids that I broadcast for knew me, and they were on a softball team where I was the manager. But his story was all about me collecting hats. I had, I don't know, 200-300 hats strung all over the house, and we moved a little bit quite often, and so I finally got rid of a lot of them, you know. And there's one fellow from Brookings, his idea was to get more than me. I said, I could care less, you know. Most of the hats were donated. And I had them on a tongue and groove upstairs. I had a shelf that had 250 of them in it.
Oh, wow.
And no nails that would hurt the upstairs, you know. So I'm down to, say, oh, I don't know, 35 or 40 now. And like you see here, I just wore one today.
I know, number one good guy with your picture on it. That way you don't forget whose hat it is.
Yeah, you're right there. But then, anyway, I enjoy doing that. And his final paragraph was, some like people like to collect stamps. Some people like to collect coins. Jim, he collects baseball hats. That was the end of the story. I still got a copy of it. I put it in the bedroom along with a Seahawks puzzle that Lloyd and Barbara helped me build. They built it, and I had it made into a poster, and it's in the room, and I look at that every once in a while. But the funny part about another story is I'd always take the Amtrak out of Portland to go to Port Townsend and Linwood, where my kids were, and my son and his wife. And so I got on this trip, and I always sit right next to what they call the bistro. You go in and you have lunch sandwiches. And this gal come up and says, where are you going? And I says, well, I'm going to Edmunds, actually. And she says, well, I'm from the Seattle Times. Can I ask you a few questions? I said, sure, go ahead. And I told her my age, and she talked a few times. She was in charge of transportation. She was like the editor. And she says, people could learn from Jim Barrett from Brookings, Oregon, who's 82 years old, what he does on the Amtrak train. He sits right next to the bistro, and he considers himself lucky because he'll have a bowl of Iver's clam chowder and a Black Butte beer. He says he also plays solitaire cribbage, and sometimes he's pinochle, cribbage by myself, and once in a while somebody would want to play, and I'd never sit in the seat that was assigned to me. I'd always sit there, and they never did tell me to move. So that's another experience I've had.
You were in the Seattle Times.
The Seattle Times, and I asked her.
You are a celebrity, Jim.
I still have her card, and I says, "Will you send me a copy of it?" Mm-hmm. And she did, and I of course sorted around, and mm-hmm. and there was a little article in there, and I clipped that off because my son got it for me, and you meet more darn people when you don't expect it.
Right. So for our listeners, sounds like you've led a really exciting, fun life.
Well, you might say that. I was born and raised in Portland, and I hit my 17th, 18th birthday in Gold Beach, Oregon. And myself and three other ball players from Roosevelt High School all came down to Gold Beach to play semi-pro baseball, which is on Sunday. And that's how I got into Curry Radio. And so I had 1 year there. The next year I went to Powers, Oregon, and they let us go because of the union was laying people off, and they let us go. And my friend, he went to North Bend, and I stayed around a week, and the kid asked me, he says, "What are you doing, Jim?" This is a fellow guy that I played against in high school. "So nothing." He says, "Well, hang tough." He comes back, he says, "How would you like to play for us?" I says, "Yeah." So I finished out the year then. Then I moved to Brookings and worked in a sawmill. And I was going to have a tryout with the Medford team when there wasn't any television broadcasting baseball mm-hmm. in the lower leagues. But I got drafted about 3 weeks before I had the chance to do this. So I had a fun time. I got up to Alaska. Played softball, baseball, basketball, and ping pong, and they used to call me T.D.Y. Barrett.
What does T.D.Y. Barrett mean?
You know, it's now called, it was Big Delta at the time.
Okay.
Now it's called, I believe, Fort Greely. And when I got on the ship, there was a Argosy magazine that come out that said, "Baby, it's cold outside." And believe me, it was cold outside, and the temperature when I got up there was 52 below. Of course, it's dry cold, but you wear lots of clothes to keep you nice and warm, and the idea behind it was to test equipment.
Okay.
And so that's what they did, and that was fun. I finally got the wife up there, and she got a job on there, and had to walk and hitchhike to get to the base, which was about 15 miles the first time. The second time was called Buffalo Lodge, which is about 7 miles. And a lot of guys would pick us up and go on KP and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another fun experience.
Yeah. You have a lot of really cool stories, Jim. I love listening to them.
Well, I've been around. And when I went to the doctor's just 2 days ago, I had an echogram. And he asked me to come in to tell me the results. And he called me up about a week before, and I said, "Oh, gosh, maybe there's something wrong." Because I figured if there was anything wrong, they'd let me know right away. And he got the results only 2 days ago. And I says, "Well," I told him what I thought. He says, "No, we don't do things like that, Jim. If there had been something wrong, I would have called you," mm-hmm. see. And so he gave me a clean bill of health. I don't have to see him again for another 6 months. And I can't believe that one day I was coming up here to the senior center and a police officer pulled me over because I swerved and passed a car and went back.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me all kinds of tests and heel to toe. I says, "Heck, I can't do that." I found out later, there's the doctor I had in Crescent City, he says, I can't even do that myself without sticks. You know, he says, well, you're not driving this truck up to the senior center because I wanted to eat. He drove me up personally. I had two people take me down to where my truck is and drive it up the hill where I live. I got a real steep hill. And so they made me take a driver's, the doctor from Crescent City had to okay me for being able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And he said yes, so I got a notice from the Salem, you have to take a driver's test. So I went in there and I got on this computerized deal and I flunked it twice. He says, well, come back. And Lordy says, well, take the written test because you get 35 questions that way and you get them all.
Right.
Not when the computer says, well, you missed eight, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't make that one either. So he says, we'll come back tomorrow. I got home that night, and I'm thinking about it, and I says, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go up to the senior center, and I'm going to play cards. I went the next day, and I took the exam again on the written test, and I finished it, and I handed it to the lady, and she's checking them off, and I went over there, and I said, did I pass? Well, wait a minute, I got one more page to go. So, okay, she come back and she says, yeah, you passed. Now you got to take the driver's test. So I get in my truck. I even sold the canopy so I could see better.
Mm-hmm.
Went all the way around and he says, okay, take me back there to the harbor, which he did. He says, well, I can't pass you. I says, huh? Why not? Not once, he said, did you look over your shoulder to see if anybody was behind me? And I thought, well, what the heck do the truck drivers do? They rely on mirrors. He says, well, we can't do that. So I went back again the next day, took the test, come back, and he says, well, you passed. I'll take care of everything in Salem. I says, what grade did I get? He says, 85. So I went up to the driver's place when I have to renew my license plate, and the guy gave me a couple of tests, and he goes, well, which way is the arrow pointing? And I said, yeah, fine, I got that right. Now he says, we're going to test your eyes. This is what really worried me, you know. So I go over there, and couldn't hardly see any of them. And he says, well, I got my glasses. He says, why don't you try them? I put them on, and I bet you it wasn't 3 seconds. I passed every dang one of them. So he says, now we'll take care of you with your license. And I says, oh, good. Did I get another 4 years? No. I said, uh-oh. He says, you get 8 more years. I'll be 94 years old if I make it to the end.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm up here, and I watch real careful how I drive and take side roads sometimes and everything like that.
Yeah. So, Jim, as we come to the end of the podcast, is there any words of wisdom that you have for our listeners on how to be so famous as you are?
Well, I'll say one thing about trying to be famous is a lot of it is luck.
Yeah.
And being at the right place and at the right time. And it's no different in playing cards up here. Is if you don't get the cards, you can't play them.
Yeah.
And so, as long as I've been playing and everybody I've been playing with, you're always going to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You think you do it right, and, oh, guys, I know better than that. But it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if I win or lose. I'm happy if I win one game a week, you know, because I get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I get to meet nice people and everything like that.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming here and playing cards with us, and I love your stories. I think they're great, and you make me laugh, and I love your Eeyore shirt and everything.
Well, it's been a pleasure being on here, Scott. Believe me, it has.
Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us.
You're welcome.
My name is Scott Clapson. We've been here today on KCIW for our program, Checo Activity Center, Your Gathering Place, and a special series of podcasts we have called Senior Stories. Thanks so much, Jim, for joining us. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio by volunteering your time or contributing to our capital campaign to help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.